With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden announced immigration restrictions in an executive order at the White House today.
This action will help us gain control of our border, restore order into the process. This ban will remain in place until the number of people trying to enter illegally is reduced to a level that our system can effectively manage.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Biden has long insisted he'd already done all he could on immigration.
126 days ago, he looked into the cameras and said, I'm out of options. I've done all I can do. He tried to convince us all for all this time that there was no way he could possibly fix the mess. Remember that he engineered.
It's arguably the most restrictive border policy by a Democratic president in recent history. The American Civil Liberties Union announced it'll file a lawsuit over Biden's plan. Police are guarding entrances to Tiananmen Square in Beijing. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Security in Beijing is tight around Tiananmen Square as China marks 35 years since the bloody crackdown on pro-democracy protests that killed hundreds, if not thousands. Police checkpoints and rows of police vehicles were seen along major roads, while hundreds of tourists lined the streets leading to gates to enter Tiananmen Square and the Forbidden City. China has long quashed any memory of the killings. An estimated 180,000 troops and armed police had rolled in with tanks and armoured vehicles and fired into crowds as they pushed toward Tiananmen Square. The death toll remains unknown to this day. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is forcefully rebuking what he calls as unprecedented attacks on the Justice Department. On Wall Street, the Dow by 140 points, the Nasdaq rose 28, the S&P advanced 8. This is SRN News. The Air Force is sponsoring drag shows.
Judicial Watch has obtained documents through a Freedom of Information Act request that indicate Air Force officials have been spending taxpayer dollars to host drag shows and drag time story hour events for the children of service members. Some of the events have taken place on U.S. bases in this country, while others have been organized on bases in foreign countries, including the giant Ramstein Air Base in Germany. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
June is Gay Pride Month, but there's a growing backlash against the LGBT agenda in this country. 25 states now have laws banning sex change operations on children. Some states have also barred males from using female restrooms and locker rooms or competing in women's sports. There have also been efforts to ban drag performances or at least keep kids from attending them. Big business has been promoting the LGBT agenda for several years, but now some companies are beginning to back off. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks held relatively steady after a report suggested the job market is cooling. The S&P 500 edged up 0.2%. The Dow rose 0.4%. And the Nasdaq Composite added 0.2%. Treasury yields slid after a report showed U.S. employers advertised fewer job openings at the end of April than economists had expected. Wall Street actually wants the job market and overall economy to slow. That could convince the Fed to cut interest rates. The Dow up 140 points to close at 38,711. The Nasdaq gained 28 points to 16,857. The S&P 500 added 8 points to 52.91. New York oil fell 97 cents to $73.25 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.